The Bath County School Board met Tuesday, September 3rd at Valley Elementary School. After the opening procedures, Mr. Kaiser from BARC presented two checks to the school board totaling $4,000 to support the STEM and renewable energy programs. He said,
Burke's providing $2,000, CoBank is providing another $2,000.
Alongside him was Tommy Ford.
I've served as a year director on the board for 15 years, and when I went on the board 15 years ago, anytime BARC was around other co-ops, association meetings and so forth, we was always kind of looking to them, saying, what are they doing that we could be doing? What should we be doing? We were kind of a follower. Well, I can proudly say that in the last 4 or 5 years, under the leadership of Mr. Kaiser, BARC is no longer a follower.
He also shared that the board voted on starting another new project, but can't go into details at the moment because it hasn't hit the news yet. He did share that this will be another opportunity for people in the area that will save money for not only the members, but for the schools. He ended by saying,
BARC is very interested in our schools. We will continue to seek opportunities to benefit the schools, and we just want y'all to know that we're fighting for you. We're on your side.
Mr. Kaiser shared a quick story that last week he and the delegation of the board and management team traveled to Reno and California, where they toured a wind farm. He said,
to know that the kids back home are winning national awards for their wind project while we're touring a wind farm and seeing that this is truly the direction the industry is heading in the energy industry, and to have kids at Bath County School District exposed to those types of opportunities, it wasn't something that I had growing up at all, so it's exciting to be a part of a co-op that's helping support that.
Ms. Hirsch said these two checks will be divided equally between the schools. Next on the consent agenda, Valley Elementary School teacher Dara Hebner put together a project to show preschool and grades K through 7 what they're working on in certain classes and new creative ways of teaching the students. Ms. Hirsch said that every school board meeting, a teacher or principal of that school will share these projects. Valley Elementary Principal Mr. Wheeler and VCHS Principal Mr. Perry shared statistics on the school climate surveys, where all areas seem to be average and right on the median. They did realize, though, that through these surveys, that educational bullying needs to happen and be addressed. Mr. Wheeler said,
when you look at student understanding of bullying, the data suggests that the students have a difficult time reaching resolution to their problems. So one of the focal areas that I'm focusing on is making sure that we as a faculty and staff educate our students in how to resolve issues.
High school principal Mr. Perry said,
I was thrilled to see our students reporting that the staff perceived as supportive, helpful, and respectful of students at 11.97. That's way above a standard deviation. That just tickles me to death.
He also shared that through these reports, 55% of students from 9th through 12th grade plan on going to a four-year college. The Bath School Board meets every first Tuesday of the month, with the open meeting starting at 7:30 p.m. All are welcome to attend. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.